If you're a B2B leader, you probably know the feeling. Your marketing team is just constantly spinning its wheels, launching strategy after strategy, but you're not seeing that serious lift in high-quality conversions. Well, you're not alone. The era of those broad spray-and-pray campaigns, it's over.
Yeah.
It's dead.
It really is.
The high-performing teams, I mean, the ones who are consistently closing those really complex deals, they've moved on. They're into something far more surgical. Precision-driven micro-marketing strategies.
Mm.
We've spent some serious time extracting the core mechanics behind this shift. So our mission today is pretty simple.
Yeah.
We're diving deep into why this matters now, and we're going to focus on the central role of rapid experimentation.
Right. The speed of it all.
Exactly. And we're extracting a curated tactical list of 10 proven strategies that high-converting B2B teams are leveraging right now to scale their results. This is about cutting through the noise.
You know, what's fascinating about this whole evolution is that we're redefining what marketing success in B2B even looks like.
It's not about just reaching a million people anymore.
Not at all. We're talking about influencing the five people who actually sign the contract. So these micro-marketing strategies, they're highly targeted, data-driven tactics that focus on very specific segments.
So like particular accounts or specific roles?
Particular named accounts,
yeah.
Specific professional roles, or yeah, even individual decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
The goal isn't just generic personalization, it's genuine relevance.
Okay, so relevance.
Yeah, we customize the content, the outreach, the timing, all based on deep audience insights. And that level of tailoring is just fundamentally more persuasive. It's critical for building the trust you need for those long, complex B2B buying cycles.
That distinction you made, moving from personalization to relevance, that feels key. But why now? I mean, it sounds like a lot more work. Why can't teams just run bigger, better general campaigns?
Because the buyers themselves have changed.
Yeah.
They're completely overwhelmed, and they expect you to know their business before you even think about pitching them. So highly tailored communication, it fosters trust. It signals expertise. It shows the prospect you genuinely get the nuances of their business, like their specific software stack or their quarterly KPIs. If you're not talking their language, you're just noise.
You're just another email to delete.
Exactly. And the mechanism for all this, it relies on using super detailed data and very precise segmentation. You have to understand your target market down to job titles, their immediate pain points, and even specific behavioral patterns you've seen on your site.
And that level of detail, it just screams technology. It has to have a heavy-duty tech backbone. For listeners thinking about this journey, what are the non-negotiable parts of the tech stack?
Well, the foundation, it starts with an advanced CRM platform, your customer relationship management.
Right, the single source of truth.
It has to be. And then you pair that with robust marketing automation tools. And increasingly, you also need AI-driven analytics to really chew through those huge data sets and find the high-impact segments worth targeting.
And beyond the basics.
Beyond the foundational stack, you need specialized tools. Things like intent data tools, which tell you when a prospect is actively researching a problem you solve. Or specialized LinkedIn platforms that let you reach decision makers with tailored content at the exact right moment.
But the tech is just the enabler, right?
Right. The technology only provides the ability to be precise. The core driver here is speed.
And that's where those agility frameworks we saw come in. The source material kept coming back to three critical concepts around this idea of rapid iteration. Can you walk us through those?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want precision, you have to validate your assumptions and refine your approach constantly. The three terms are related, but they do emphasize different things. First, there's the B2B experimentation framework. Think of this as the overall methodology. It dictates how you structure A-B tests on your content, your messaging, or even your buyer personas to see what really works for a tiny audience.
So the big picture strategy.
Exactly. Then second, you have micro-experiment marketing strategies. These are the small, fast tests you run. A targeted ad to just 100 people on some niche platform or two slightly different landing pages. The goal is to get real data back, fast.
And the third.
And third is rapid testing marketing.
Yep.
This is the action of it all. You quickly launch a targeted campaign, you gather the results, and then you only scale the winner. Agility is just vital when buyer behaviors can change week to week.
That makes so much sense. Instead of a six-month campaign that might just tank, you run 6 1-week tests, find the winner, and then you pour your resources into that.
You're concentrating resources on what's responsive. That's what drives the conversion rates.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's look at how high-performing teams actually put this into practice. We've pulled together 10 proven strategies, and we can start with the ones that really demand deep audience specificity.
Let's do it. The first one is the absolute foundation for everything else.
Strategy one, Mastering deep audience understanding. This sounds obvious, but you mean going way beyond just B2B buyer, right? Until you can practically write their internal memos for them.
Exactly. Take a B2B SaaS company selling workflow automation. A generic persona just says they target IT directors.
Right.
A deep understanding would show that an IT director in healthcare cares about HIPAA compliance and audit trails, while an IT director in manufacturing, they care about integrating with legacy systems on the shop floor to cut downtime. The pain points are fundamentally different.
So how do you get there? Detailed persona work, journey mapping, digging into the CRM data? Can you give a specific example of something a company found that just changed their entire campaign?
Sure. There was a financial services software provider. They always assumed their buyer's biggest pain was efficiency. But after deep analysis, using intent signals, interview data, they realized the core anxiety for their CFO audience wasn't efficiency. It was reputational risk from data breaches.
Wow, that's a huge shift.
It is. They immediately changed their messaging from save time to mitigate risk, and conversion rates on that content segment jumped 40%. So the pro tip is clear. You have to constantly test those insights.
If data is the foundation, who delivers the message? That brings us to strategy two, collaborating with B2B micro-influencers. And we're not talking about celebrity endorsements here.
No, not at all. We're talking about niche thought leaders. These people might only have 5,000 or 10,000 followers, but their audience is hyper-relevant. They're the exact people you need to reach. And because they operate in a smaller, more trusted circle, they offer this massive credibility that a huge influencer just can't match.
So how do you find the right ones? And what kind of content actually works?
Well, implementation means scanning key industry verticals, and you're looking for genuine engagement, not just a big follower count. Then you reach out with a tailored value-add pitch. Don't ask them to promote. Ask them to partner.
Co-create something.
Co-create a detailed case study, a joint research report, a niche webinar. The pro tip is to make sure your experiments focus on value-driven content. A guide on 5 ways to integrate X system is worth 10 times more than a generic testimonial.
Strategy 3 really hones in on this idea of specificity, crafting content for real professional roles. This means moving past broad personas and targeting, like, operations managers in SaaS.
It's all about earning trust by sticking their language, their vernacular. An ops manager in SaaS has a specific set of KPIs and challenges: user retention, scalability, technical debt. If your content speaks to those exact metrics, they immediately see you as an expert.
So the implementation is mapping industries, identifying those purchasing roles, and then building out content pillars for each one.
Yes, and that makes your expertise tangible.
But how do you find that authentic language without just guessing?
The best pro tip is to talk to people. Interview real representatives from those roles. Get on the phone with 3 users. Or analyze discussions happening in private LinkedIn groups. Find the jargon, the KPIs, the frustrations they actually use, and mirror that in your content.
Okay, strategy 4 is about something that's notoriously hard to track, but so critical. Tapping into dark social influence. We're talking about the private channels, right? The Slack threads, the internal chats.
Exactly. The one-to-one emails that shape B2B decisions long before they ever land on your website.
It's a huge blind spot for most analytics dashboards.
A huge blind spot. These interactions rarely show up as a direct conversion, but they are absolutely shaping perceptions. To leverage this, you first have to map the customer journey and identify where these invisible discussions might happen, maybe after a demo or before a final approval meeting.
And then?
Then you equip your advocates, your sales team, with content that is radically simple to share in these channels. It needs to be lightweight, easy to forward, and highly relevant.
So it's about arming your internal champions. But doesn't this get a little creepy? You know, if I get an email 5 minutes after I abandon a sign-up, it feels a bit Big Brother-ish. How do you balance that precision with privacy?
That is the crucial balance point.
Yeah.
The key is to foster authentic advocacy. We're not saying track personal chats. We're saying create content so valuable and frictionless that the buyer wants to share it with their team.
Ah, so it makes their job easier.
Exactly. And the most effective pro tip here is to leverage your current happy clients. Encourage them to share their positive experiences in internal group chats. A simple peer recommendation carries more weight than any high-budget campaign.
That brings us to our second theme: execution, automation, and trust. Strategy 5 is adaptive email marketing based on user behavior. I love this because it's the end of the generic email blast.
Absolutely. This is where automation platforms really shine. Implementation means setting up highly specific triggers based on observed actions.
For instance,
think about a user who downloads a white paper but doesn't start a trial. The trigger could send a helpful nudge, a relevant case study, not a sales pitch, an hour later. Or if a user is nearing their usage limit, a trigger sends a proactive email offering upgrade options.
So it turns a passive email list into a customized journey that feels timely and helpful, not intrusive.
Precisely. The ROI is far higher because you're capitalizing on intent in real time. And the critical element for improving this is to use micro experiments to A/B test those triggers and content formats. You need rapid testing to find out what works best.
Let's talk about strategy 6, outcome-focused webinars for high engagement. We've all sat through those hour-long commercials disguised as webinars. This shift is very welcome.
Webinar fatigue is a real conversion killer. So instead of hosting the State of AI in 2026, you host Automate Your Weekly Reporting Without Writing a Line of Code.
You're focusing on a tangible outcome.
A tangible outcome. To implement this, you identify a specific pain point. Keep sessions short, 30 to 45 minutes, and pack them with actionable content. And crucially, invite real customers to share 5-minute success stories to ground it all in credibility.
That sounds much more engaging. But how do you make sure the momentum doesn't just die right after the webinar ends?
You have to follow up immediately with personalized recaps and next step resources. And they need to be tailored to each attendee based on poll answers or questions they asked. If someone asks about security, send them the security one sheet. This keeps the momentum going.
Strategy 7 tackles risk perception head on, strengthened by our confidence with ecosystem partnerships. For B2B, the technical integration often feels riskier than the price tag itself.
You hit the nail on the head. This is about collaborations with established platforms, creating seamless integrations. It instantly reduces perceived risk because you show your solution fits into the buyer's existing tech stack.
So if you integrate with Salesforce, their technical approval process gets way easier.
Instantly easier. And to execute this, you don't have to land a massive deal right away. Start by identifying the tools your customers depend on daily, even smaller niche tools. Then develop robust integrations into co-marketing, like joint webinars. Mm. And a key insight is not to just focus on the big platforms. Often, deep niche integrations within your industry yield outsized results. And you should use a B2B experimentation framework to constantly refine that co-marketing content to see what's most effective.
Okay, we're moving into our final theme, validation and continuous growth. Strategy 8 is leveraging workflow-based video demonstrations. This is about moving past feature lists and showing how a tool drives ROI in a realistic scenario.
This is a huge accelerator in the middle of the funnel. Instead of a demo that's like, look at this customizable dashboard, right? Mm-hmm. You immerse the prospect in a real scenario. You show exactly how the tool slots into a sales team's daily collaboration.
The sources mentioned keeping these videos really short. Why the brevity?
Because decision makers are busy. You have to accelerate their decision by turning abstract features into concrete value instantly. So map your product's most impactful use cases, then script ultra-short videos, 30 to 90 seconds, focused on outcomes. And then you place them on key conversion pages.
The pro tip there was to keep it ultra-focused, right? One workflow per video.
One workflow per video. Mm-hmm. And test different scenarios using that rapid iteration cycle.
Strategy 9, use customer storytelling to build trust. We know case studies are core to B2B, but how does the micro-marketing approach change this?
It moves beyond the dry, formal PDF. This strategy is about letting authentic customer voices drive credibility. You focus on quantifiable impact and the authentic emotion of their transformation. Decision makers crave real validation from peers, not just sales docs.
So you interview customers, extract these powerful stories, the challenges, the solutions, the metrics.
Yes, and you don't smooth out all the rough edges. Then you package them in diverse formats, 30-second testimonial clips, LinkedIn posts that tag the customer, short written pieces.
And then deploy them strategically.
Absolutely. You deploy them so the customer story you present exactly matches the industry or the role of the prospect who's viewing it. The pro tip: focus on outcomes and emotions, not just ROI, and let customers tell their own story. Authenticity resonates.
And finally, strategy 10, data-driven optimization for continuous growth. This is the engine that feeds the entire machine.
This is the operational backbone. You have to define clear, measurable goals for every single micro campaign. You track every step, landing page activity, clicks, conversion rates, and you schedule weekly reviews to see what's working and where people are dropping off.
That real-time insight lets you rapidly adjust messaging or channels, feeding right back into that rapid testing approach.
It does. Without this rigorous optimization, you're just running smaller versions of generic campaigns. And the single most crucial step, the pro tip, is to integrate your analytics dashboards with your CRM.
For that full view.
For the full view. You need to connect campaign engagement directly to revenue. That's the fastest way to draw actionable connections and scale what works. So as we synthesize all this, it's clear that adopting these micro-marketing strategies, it's no longer optional. It's a necessity for B2B teams who want high conversion rates. The core takeaway is the move toward extreme precision, tailoring messaging to unique, granular needs.
Mm-hmm.
And the future of B2B marketing, it's going to be defined by greater agility, specifically through those micro-experiment strategies and robust experimentation frameworks. That cycle of test, learn, refine, that's quickly becoming the standard operating procedure.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? We've seen that rapid testing marketing is going to become standard practice. So if every B2B team in 2026 starts adopting these frameworks, continually testing, learning, and refining their approach, what level of speed and adaptability will you need just to keep pace, let alone outperform the competition?
That's the question.
That need for extreme agility is the challenge we all face tomorrow. We hope these 10 strategies give you the blueprint you need to stop spinning your wheels on broad campaigns and start achieving those precision-driven conversions. This deep dive is complete. This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic,